flights. For all the best travel tips and exclusive discounts for under 30s and students, call Student Flights on 131 669.
Oh, well, yeah, you may be a very attractive person, but there may be a certain thing you're doing on the dating app that other people consider a deal breaker. If not, the encyclopedia and share worldly knowledge and wisdom for all the single people out there on the dating apps. Also, what's your sexy go-to song? Have you created a whole love playlist? I have. You'll hear that. And stingy stories as well. I've heard the stingiest story I've ever heard. This is a Stingerama 6000, the ultimate level of sting. Could you beat my stingy story without knowing what the stingy story was? No chance. Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Everyone's got their preferences. Everyone's got their sort of their niche that they like. And, you know, some people are a bit more picky than others, and that's perfectly fine. Some people can be more picky than others. Some people should probably take what they can get, but they're still slightly picky in certain areas. But that's fine. You don't choose what you're attracted to. And I think with the rise of dating apps, Bumble, Tinder, Plenty of Fish, The Grind.
A savage grind.
People are starting to become a bit more picky because there's always like that bit in your subconscious like, well, there's another person that's just a swipe away. You know, there's just an endless list of people that I will inevitably match with. You know, I can swipe left on this person who's 10 times out of my league and there'll be another one on the way anytime soon. That's the thing with these dating apps. They got their pros and their cons. I think we've all got a few dating app deal breakers from time to time, don't we? This is a fantastic little article by a sort of like a dating expert sort of lady. And it reads the following. We all have our dating deal breakers. Some are brutal. It got me thinking about my own dating deal breakers. On the trivial side, I once rejected a guy because he wrote he in a message. But when he sent me the text to ask me out and he used the term he, that's three he's to be sure. He immediately lost any sex appeal he had pre he. I knew I couldn't go there. The triple he. The he in the message. That's enough to turn her right off. Handsome rooster. Strong jawline. And a quite nice tan. Dark chocolate eyes. Chiseled abs. He. Nah, done. Dating app deal breaker. And that's the thing. I think on 131060, it's in everyone who's single's best interest to make these dating app deal breakers known in the public sphere. Because this man's probably hee-heeing all over the place. He probably thinks that's how you say ha-ha. He probably thinks it's a trendy lol. I doubt he knows that this is turning off women left, right and centre. I bet this man, I bet he's realised. I bet the pennies drop if he's listening right now going, oh shit, that explains it all. Goes back through his messages. Every hee-hee he's done, never a response. I can understand where she's coming from. It's a little bit feminine, isn't it? A little bit he-he-he-he. Doesn't scream alpha masco male, does it?
He-he-he-he.
We don't know how he's delivering it, but we can only assume. Dating deal breakers on 131060, that's what we're doing.
You both swipe right and it looks like a match. But there is one thing that you just cannot stand. They said hello, but then you don't write back. I wanna know what is your dating app deal breaker.
Is it the he-he-he's? Maybe there's a whole legion of men out there going, hee-hee-hee, just thinking that they're being really endearing and cute and working their magic, and women are just getting turned off everywhere. I knew a mate couldn't date a girl who didn't have a Brazilian. I get it. It's picky. It's a little bit like, it comes across, I mean, first reaction's like, oh, come on, mate. Come on, you toxic male. Settle down. It's natural pubes. Pubes. But he doesn't like it. Like a bald eagle. For me, well, my mum actually first. She was on the dating apps for a bit. She would instantly swipe left to any man holding a fish. And I said, Mum, that's the thing. Us blokes don't take many photos. The only time the photo's ever out for a straight man is when he's caught a fish. That's the only time. It's like, nah, not doing it. Not having a man with a fish photo. Me, this is a little bit outside the box. I immediately, alarm bells start ringing. I've got to match with them first to get this one. But when they send... When they treat the enter bar on a phone keyboard like the full stop bar. So they'll just write sentence and then they'll send it. And then they'll write another sentence, send that. And all of a sudden you've got eight missed messages from them and it's just sentence after sentence after sentence. It tells me that you can't take a deep breath and formulate an opinion. That's what it tells me. And I don't know whether I'm right or wrong. I'm not playing Freud, but that's a dating app deal breaker for me. I also cannot date anyone called Bronte. Not a good name. Too brash. I'm sure there's plenty of 10s, strong 10 Brontes out there, way too hot for me. Can't do it. 131060. What's your dating app deal breaker? Producer Jack, you getting turned off? I mean, apart from that they need to be, if they're a woman, it's an instant left swipe.
If they mention at all or have a photo of them having a cat, they're done.
Really?
Yeah.
You're allergic to cats?
I'm not allergic to them. I just really hate them. And I really don't get along with people who like cats over dogs. So I feel like it's just an automatic, it's not going to work. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, and that's the thing. People are entitled to their pickiness, and people love to play their very own sort of psychology person. Now, if they've got a cat, says a lot about a person. Producer Draco, what's your dating app deal breaker?
I agree with Jack. No cats.
No cats.
Blech, banned.
Wow.
But also, gays on like Grindr and stuff, right? Mister. Hey, mister. Oh, looking good, mister. It again grinds my gears. And MR and MISTER.
Oh, wow.
They immediately get a block and a ban.
Wow. Dating app deal breaker. This is invaluable news for single people out there. There are people that are posting photos of their cats wondering why they're not getting matches. There are men on Grindr saying, hey, mister, wondering why they're not getting any bites back. There's probably a lady out there called Bronte who's way too hot for me saying, why hasn't he matched yet? Multiple messages. The list goes on. What's your dating app deal breaker?
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lake.
If you are a man saying hee-hee-hee-hee in your Tinder messages, you're turning people off. We're doing this.
You both swipe right and it looks like a match. But there is one thing that you just cannot stand. They said hello. Your dating app deal breaker.
Pretty much opening a public encyclopedia on 131060. All the singletons out there with your dating app deal breakers. Because there are innocent men and women doing things that they think are absolutely killing it. Absolutely swooning the pants off a potential match on your preferred dating apps. But the other person's just going, oh, hang on a second. No, I don't know about that. Oh, instant block. We've already found out that if a man writes hee 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 hee, they will not get a response. It's not a masculine ha-ha. Stop using the H-E-H-E-H-E in there. One of my friends, quite picky and in particular, he knows exactly what he wants, so won't date a girl unless they've got a Brazilian.
Yep.
Sets the bar high. Me, you send multiple messages, not even multiple messages, something that could be written in one message, but it's spread out over six separate sentences and they pressed enter eight different times. On Plenty of Fish, I especially don't get that because once you press enter, it takes you back to the homepage. So they've then got to go in again to my profile and write another thing. And then it goes back to the homepage. And then they write something else. It doesn't make any sense. It shows that they can't really structure like a correct sentence properly. It just opens up that they're a big can of worms, big storm in a teacup. Can't date someone called Bronte. Our producer Jack doesn't like a cat person, nor does producer Draco. And do not think about saying, hey, mister. That'll get an instant left. Jody in Newcastle, what's your dating app deal breaker?
Definitely too many Snapchat filters. Now, I don't know if that's... I'm a girl looking for girls, so I don't know if it's... I don't know if guys use Snapchat filters, but definitely girls using too many Snapchat filters.
Right. I can't speak on behalf of the dudes either, but we've got a couple of guys who can definitely speak on the behalf of the guys out there in the producer's booth. Are there males using Snapchat filters, Producer Jack and Producer Draco?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Oh, really?
Total turn off.
Oh, God.
Anyone with rabbit ears or whatever they put on, those, that bear
or even
one?
Even like the stars or butterflies, like whatever it is. Oh. You just want to see what you look like as real as possible.
Yeah, no, it is true. I'm all about giving like a very accurate representation of myself on the dating app profile so that people know exactly what they're getting and then you stop beating around the bush. Yeah. Says here smoking as well. Don't like a smoker.
Yeah. It's not that they're a smoker, but, like, if there's photos of them just really sucking them back, like, it's like, how do you think that's attractive? Mm. Like, I don't mind if you're a smoker, but if you're putting up photos of you sucking them back, I just don't know. I just don't get it.
I think that's the equivalent of some bloke sort of pulling the rude finger and not smiling in a photo and putting that on. Like, why are you doing that, man? Why are you pulling that? Why is that your photo? Thanks, Jody. Yeah, these are a couple of dating deal breakers. Zach in Sydney, dating deal breaker, what is it?
My probably biggest one is when a girl puts up like one singular photo of her, like, you know, doing a really nice pose, and you go into her profile to try and read up more, and there's nothing. Like one photo, and they expect you to swipe right for them. It's like, well, if I'm going to put the effort in to swipe, at least put some effort into putting the profile together.
Yeah, I find a lot of people are like, they're almost too proud to admit that they're on the sites. Like if you're going to go on Tinder or something, go in full swing. Have the profile, have your six photos, be unashamedly single and open. Too many people exactly are there, right. Oh, I just downloaded, my friend downloaded it for me for a laugh. It's just, she pretty much did the whole thing. But I'm swiping. Yeah,
yeah, exactly right.
I understand as well. It is kind of annoying. Just one photo. Shani in Melbourne, wrap this up. Big dating dap, app, deal breakup, bop, bop, blah, blah, bop.
So, guys have put on their bio, here for a fun time, but not a long time.
What does that scream?
Quick hook route. Wakey, wakey,
it's Danny Lakey. Ooh. Hashtag live radio. Dr. Nikki Goldstein, due to unforeseen circumstances, cannot be on the phone right now. And that is fine. We will prosper on with the show. I'm pretty sure I can hold my own with this one because it's caught in my wheelhouse this week. Nonetheless, I was going to talk to Dr. Nikki Goldstein about lovemaking playlists. Get around me. These are the playlists carefully constructed for lovemaking sessions, whether it be with a significant other, someone maybe you're trying to spice up the relationship with. Maybe you've been in a relationship for, say, post 20 years, and you're like, well, why don't we play a couple of songs? Let's go back down memory lane. We'll start with a couple of slow burners and really pick up the tempo towards the end. Can spice things up as well. Me being a single man, I've got a carefully constructed Spotify playlist used completely to sort of woo a potential lover. And I've got little bits scattered throughout the playlist. It's down to a science now. Bits and little mental cues where I know to transition to the next phase. I'm not by myself, am I, Producer Jack? Most people are, you know, creating some music to get down and dirty to.
No, I definitely think so. I've got one where I always, like, you know, put it on as soon as I feel it's going to start happening, or if I've got someone coming over, I will always press play on the playlist.
Nice. Okay, so you've got a file here. You haven't told me what it is, but this is a grab. This is your ultimate go-to song, is it?
Yeah, this is what gets me going.
I mean, and I feel you can tell a lot about a lover just by the songs alone, so I'm scared to press play here. All right, what is it?
Yes. Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a builder as well.
You're a passionate lover.
Yeah.
Real passionate. Okay. Yeah, don't mind that. Don't mind that at all. Very important, though, because it's all fun and games to just throw a song out there. But where is this situated in your playlist? You just press play and this is the first song? Is this a crescendo? Where are we figuring this out?
Usually it's the start, middle and end.
He's just got the one song, the 3 minute 41 slow burner. Not bad. I feel you could definitely add to the playlist. In 13, 10, 60, what songs could we be adding to our list? Almost like an online social community. Today, I mean, this, for me, make no mistake, I know it's time to turn up the heat when this comes on. Bit of Barry White. Now, hear me out. This is the fourth song in my playlist. I press play so it doesn't look suspicious. Just three run-of-the-mill songs, and then this one comes in, and I go, oh, wow, it's on shuffle. That's a lie. You know, maybe it's a sign, and I go in for the kiss. The amount of first kisses I've had to this very moment of the song is uncanny. I say it's on shuffle, but it's the number four song. Every single time, it's the perfect amount of time. About 10 minutes have passed to create comfort, intimacy on the couch. A couple of kisses. People think, wow, what is this? I mean, the Spotify gods have spoken. Amazing. This is like fate. Oh, yeah. He's getting quite hot and heavy. And, of course, Barry White plays out the whole thing. And a couple of songs later, this is song number seven. This is how I know now to move it to the bedroom. We the best music. See, things have picked up a pace here. This is no longer kissing music. This is, I say, should we go to the bedroom? This is good. Carefully constructed. This is song seven. You got to think, by now we're about 23 minutes in. This is good. This is sexy music. We move on. Obviously, some heavy petting is involved. Some clothes are taken off on one party's side. This is how I know it's time to get my gear off. Song number 10. Things have taken a dark twist now. Things have taken a very dark turn. I start doing a little bit of a strip. Very good. Song 10. This gives me another 6 minutes to sort of slowly disrobe myself. Very sexy stuff. We move on to song number 12. I mean, remembering now that we're well into it by now, and this is the point where things start to really take a sexual turn. lead up here, the crescendo. Things have gotten a hard rock element all of a sudden. And this isn't the only hard rock. Woo! 12 songs in, 13, 10, 60. What songs need to be in the love playlist? This goes for a little while, of course, and then 15, 16 songs in, it's time to go to bed. It's definitely time to go to bed after that. What should be on the lovemaking playlist? We've all got our tune.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Taking a very sexy turn, if I don't mind saying so myself. Discussing lovemaking playlists on 13, 10, 60. I mean, which song? Just an instant bedroom pleaser. We've all got our go-tos, and that's the great thing about Spotify and iTunes these days. You can easily culminate a very nice playlist, bringing back memories if it's you and your significant other, or just a sexy song, romantic songs, up-tempo. Very important not to start off with too fast pace. Start with a couple of slow burners and work your way up in the playlist, as with many things in life. We've heard from producer Jack before. This is his tune. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's impossible to play this without just imagining producer Jack smiling from ear to ear. Big sweaty rug chest.
Oh, it gets me going every time.
Oh, I bet it does. That's not bad. That's not bad. And you can tell a lot about a lover by the playlist as well. Bit of rock for myself. Bit of Jefferson Starship. This is 12 songs in, though. So, I mean, you got to pick up the pace at some point. That's good. 13, 10, 60. Ross in Melbourne. What's your go-to tune? Oi, Ross. Behave yourself, Ross.
I'm waking up. Yeah, Islands in the Stream, Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers.
Whoa, Roscoe. Where does this feature? Is this the first song off the bat? Is this the end crescendo? Where's this going?
Oh, you just got to go with it, that's all.
It's just on repeat. Nice. Don't mind that. Don't mind. Outside the box, for sure. Wasn't expecting that song. Macaria in Newcastle. What's your go-to?
Hello. Mine is Versace on the Floor. Ooh. By Bruno Mars. Versace on the
Floor. And now, very important, Macaria. Is it this version, which is slightly slow, or is it the David Guetta remix?
It is the slow version.
The slow. Oh, I thought so, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, there's Versace all over the floor during this. Woo-hoo! Good one.
Yeah.
That's a slow, but I might have to add this to the list. I think this could feature as my number 5. I really do. Thanks, Macaria. Alistair in Victoria. What's your go-to?
Mate, it's
got to
be Starboy by The Weeknd. It's not a love playlist without that.
Oh, this is Alistair doing his best work. Look what you've done. Look what you've done, you star boy. Yeah, nice. I like that one as well. Is that in like 50 Shades or something? I feel that should be in a sexy movie scene if it's not already.
Matt, it's in my movie scene already.
Thank you, Alistair. Sean, in Bendigo, what are we going with?
Hold the Line by Toto.
Woo! He's getting into it. He's getting into it.
Just think about Pony as well.
Ah, a bit of Pony. Yeah, I know the one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, we've got a one song limit per person. That's all. Don't want the floodgates to open, but I understand. Thank you, Sean. Well done. Indiana, wrap this up on 13, 10, 60. What's the go-to?
Definitely something you want to play while you're well into it. Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
I'm glad you said when you're well into it.
not an opening song.
No way is it an opening song.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
We all know, like, a stingy person. Maybe yourself is a little stingy. Let's start at the bottom. So probably the bottom of the sting scale is a tight ass. Right, a bit of a tight ass. Oh, hey, what are you doing over there, you tight ass? Picking up that petrol pump and sort of shaking out the last little bits of dreg. Oi, tight ass. That ties your ass, you tight ass. That's sort of said in jest every now and then, just someone who's a bit frugal with money saving. It's all right. There's more a bit of banter. It gets a little serious when you throw out the word cheapskate. Oi, you cheapskate. Oi, hang on a second. I think you're fond of being a tight ass, not a cheapskate. Nah, mate, you're a bloody cheapskate is what you are. It starts getting a bit more violent, the stingier the act. Then, of course, you get up. You really start getting serious when someone's a real stingy. You say, oi, you scab. Get away, you scab. Ooh, ah. Okay, you wouldn't call a friend a scab. You're not friends with scabs. That's the thing. Scabby, stingy people. And then, of course, you got the top. You got the Stingerama 5000 right up the top. The creme de la creme of stingy acts, real stingy people. And you just look at them and go, what are you doing, mate? Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Get back in touch with the reality. I think I've heard the most stingy story of all time. This blows the Stingerama 5000 out of the water. This is a Stingerama 6000. I've never heard such a stingy story before. I'm not going to quite say it yet because I don't think anyone out there's got a stingier story than this. And I'll say it at the end. But if you can beat this stingy story, we got something to give away. Can we give away a CD or a movie tickets or Darkest Mind digital download? We'll figure out something. I mean, that's the thing. It doesn't even matter if we've got prizes. We don't even need any because no one's going to beat this stingy story. You know, I'll do a litmus test, all right? So I used to have this roommate. And they were probably around cheapskate level. This was cheapskate. This was above tight ass, but not quite scab. They would use the same tea bag four times, like for four separate teas. They'd dunk it in. They'd whirl it round. I think they timed it. They had some sort of system going on. It was like 15 seconds in the hot water. Take it out. Leave it on the side. I said, what are you doing? Throw that in the bin. They said, no, we'll save that for tomorrow night. I said, what are you talking about? So you can get about four uses. By the fourth time this tea bag was getting used, on night four, they were draining this thing and just squeezing the last little bit of flavour out of it. It was just grey water by then. Cheapskate, right there. This does not even, that's kind of cheapskate-ish. Nowhere near Stingerama 6000 level, this story that I heard today. You got any out there, Producer Jack?
Yeah, my friend, we would call her a scab.
Okay, so you're saying this is higher up than the
tea bag.
Okay.
Definitely than the tea bag.
All right.
So when we go out for dinner with our group of friends, she purposely won't order food. She'll say, no, I'm not hungry, because she's trying to save money. But she'll wait till we have finished or have like the last few chips on our plate and she'll go, oh, can I have those? And she'll wait till we finish our meal and take the rest of it and then have a full meal to herself.
She's got like,
paying.
Yeah, like a small portion of everyone else's meal, pretty much equating to a full feed in the end. You're right, that's scabby. That's quite scabby. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's Stingerama 6000. It's actually nowhere near my Stingerama 6000 story. Here we go. Do you have a I will eventually say the stingy story, the Stingerama 6000. Guarantee this is the stingiest story you've ever, ever heard. But before we get to that, you will have a chance to share your stingiest story and possibly make mine not look as stingy. But it's going to be tough. There will be a prize up for grabs for anyone who can tell a stingier story than the one I will eventually reveal at the end. 131060. If you've got a mate or you know someone who's a tight ass, a cheapskate, a scab, or even a Stingerama 6000. Get the calls on the air next if you can beat my stingy story.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Do you have a stingy story? I'd like to compare stingy stories with you. Because I've got a stingy story. And I'm going to share the story with you.
Look, I will eventually share this stingy story. This is the stingiest story that I've ever, ever heard. This blows tight ass cheapskates and scabs out of the park. This is so stingy. I think this is the stingiest. It can only be labelled as the Stingerama 6000. That's the top level of stingy you can ever get to. Never did I think in my lifetime I'd be around to experience such a story of Stingerama 6000 level. I said another story which is pales in comparison to this Stingerama 6000 story that I will say in a sec, but it was my old roommate who would recycle the same teabag four times over four different nights, thinking that they could still get the same amount of tea out of it after the fourth squeeze. Ridiculous. I mean, this is a cheapskate level of living your life. Producer Jack said about his scabby friend who would go to the restaurant with four or five people and wouldn't order anything. They'd be the only one who didn't order something. They would rely on the generosity and the small stomachs of everyone else to leave the food scraps behind and they would then sort of garnish a meal out of these four or five friends and the leftover meal. Scab. That's a scab level.
Scabby.
Yeah. Not Stingerama 6000 status yet. We have offered a prize for anyone who can beat my Stingerama 6000 story that I will share at the end of this break. Don't want to say it just yet because it's probably going to be the pinnacle, the climax of the segment. Amy in Melbourne, what's your stingy story?
I worked at a medical centre and the boss slash owner GP, doctor, wanted us to recycle the grey shopping bags that she used as rubbish bin liners. So she wanted us to reuse them time and time again.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what, the same bag? So the bag is full up with rubbish and then you pour
rubbish
the rubbish out of it?
Medical stuff. Pour the rubbish out of it and reuse it again and again and again and again and again and again.
First impressions strikes me as cheapskate. There may be a small environmental factor at play here. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm no genius and I'm not saving the world by myself. And everyone could do a little bit better in terms of recycling. It is a little too far, I'd say. Look, I think I'm going to have to go with
cheapskate
with an environmental twist.
Oh, environmental twist? No, no, no. Blood, matter and all sorts in those rubbish bags that she wants us to recycle. Ooh, yuck.
Sorry. Look, it's bad. It's bad. Don't get me wrong. Anywhere on this scale, any of these sound effects, I'm impressed with the story. I can't stress enough. This pales in comparison to my Stingerama 6000 story. Tis all. Luke in Melbourne. Hello.
Hi, Danny. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very good.
So, every time I go to Macca's or KFC and I ask for sauce, I'll say, oh, you forgot to give me the sauce so I don't have to pay the 50 cents. Ooh. So I've always got backup if I need backup.
Right. Now, are you using this sauce? Like every single time?
More likely not, but...
Just as a safety blanket. Free sauce, yeah.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right.
Look, the fact that there's no guaranteed use out of the sauce, this is moving up into...
Scabby
territory. Very scabby. It's still not as stingy as the story that I will share in a little bit. But very good. I mean, well, very bad, but good for this segment. Lynn in Sydney. I reckon you can beat my stingy story. It's a Stingerama 6000, so I'm not expecting anyone to blow this out of the water tonight.
Well, I can tell you, my ex-father-in-law used to recycle his glove rack from his lunch. He'd bring it home and he'd wash it and he'd hang it on the clothesline every day and reuse it every day.
It's a shame we don't have a button for thrifty because I'm quite a fan of that, to be honest. It's simmering around tighter, to be honest. I think tight ass. I think it's still on the scale. Don't get me wrong. Every sound effect is a success, but this is the least stingy thing I've heard all night. But still stingy. That's the thing. Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you.
No way is it stingier than this story that I heard today. Jenny and Bendigo, last call, and then I'll get to it. You know, what's the stingy story?
Well, my poor old mum, God rest her soul, when we were kids, if we picked the tissue out to blow our noses, we had to separate the tissue into two bits.
So your standard Kleenex comes in like a two-ply sort of situation.
That's it.
You have to separate those. So essentially twice the amount of tissues.
That's correct. Not that it's tissues.
Scabby. I think scabby. This could have gone near a Stingerama 1000 if you had to share the same tissue. If there were one tissue for the whole family. That would have almost been half as stingy as the story I'm about to tell. We've had some very stingy stories. Producer Jack out there. We've got that's all of them.
Yeah, that's all. They were the best ones.
All right, okay. We got maybe one or two scabs, but nowhere even close to Stingerama 6000 level. The story that I've heard, quite possibly the most stingiest thing, that I've ever heard. Someone was telling me that their mother, back in the day when Australia had paper money and not plastic money, that their dog ate a paper $5 note. And then the mum watched this dog like a hawk for 24 hours. The dog eventually pooped out the $5 note in about 6 or 7 little shredded up pieces. The mum then picked through the dog poo, washed off the remnants of this Australian monetary note, sticky taped it all back together, and then went to the bank and asked for a different $5 note.
The Stingerama 6000. 21 ounce audience. Wakey, wakey,